Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for Net at Night is brought to you by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. This is Net at Night with Amber MacArthur and Leo Laporte. Episode 22 for May 15th, 2007. I stream, you stream. Net at Night is recorded before a live audience on TalkShoe.com.
Don't know why I can't sleep. 3 a.m., 43 degrees. TV's on, watching tech TV. Another blue screen of death. Got your email address from the hyperlink on your MySpace. Asked for a Gmail invite, and you replied the next day. How are you? How's it going? Everybody says hello. Call for help. Yeah, we miss you. You're so popular, you know. Everybody wants to be with Amber. Everybody wants to be like her. Everybody surfing in Toronto.
Everybody wants to be like Amber. Good evening, everyone. It is now 16:10 in California, 23:10 Greenwich Mean Time. From California, I'm Leo Laporte.
And I'm Amber MacArthur from Toronto, Canada.
And we welcome you to Net at Night, Rev 2.0. How are you? So I've been watching the weather in Toronto. And you've been getting warmer and warmer and warmer. It's been beautiful.
I know. It's dipped a little bit these past few days, but last week we had some beautiful weather. I think it was 26 degrees Celsius one day. Definitely patio weather, Leo.
Patio weather. The famous patio weather. I'm sure you didn't have any time to surf the net with all that beautiful weather.
Leo, there's always time to surf the net.
Come on.
You must know that.
You must have gone outside and said, forget it. I'm not doing it. Hey, I just want to tell you from a link last week, Wakupa. I've been using it.
I'm so glad that you mentioned that, because someone emailed me and said, hey, what was that application that you mentioned last week? Because I want to use it. And I was searching for it. So it is Wakupa. How do you like it?
It's great. You know, they didn't have a Mac application when we talked about it last week. And I signed up, though, and it said, we'll let you know. And I think it was Thursday. They sent me an email saying it's there. It works great. It runs in the background and it just watches everything I do. And then it automatically sends it to the Wakupa site where you can see what other people are using. It's kind of weird, but then it works great because there is an RSS feed of the applications I'm using. And so I added that RSS feed to my Jaiku, and now everybody can see that my application. We just lost Amber again. I don't know what to do. Should I even bother with a show? Maybe we'll talk to Brad and Johnny. Now she's offline. I don't want to go home. All right, I'll tell you what. I'm going to add Brad, and we should talk to these guys. And if we can get Amber, we can. And if not, not. But if she comes back, we'll do her links. So let's call Brad Hunstable right now and Johnny Hamm. They are principals of Ustream. Now, you know I'm a big Ustream fan. I loved Ustream, but I wasn't able to continue to use Ustream. Because the server I was on just stopped working. Hey, Brad, how are you today?
Leo, doing good. Yourself?
Not so hot. I am in Web 2.0 hell right now, but I think something you're probably familiar with at some time.
Hello? Absolutely.
There's Johnny Hamm. Hello, Johnny. Leo here with Brad.
Hey, Leo, how are you doing?
We're great. Thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
Of course, Skype is failing us right now. Amber's connection has dropped off. I had to shut down. This was going to be ironic because I was going to show this on. I was going to be broadcasting this live on Stick'Em, your arch rival. Would you have forgiven me for that?
You know, Leo, we wouldn't hold it against you. We might bug you a little bit, but I mean, you know, I love you.
I'll tell you, so. I would like to use Ustream. In fact, I'm a little nervous about Stick'Em because it seems to have a little bit more of a sex focused, frankly. There's kind of webcam girl feel to it, you know?
It does. It's a younger, I mean, it's a younger demographic. I think they're a great company. Don't get me wrong. They're pioneers and they have a great service. I think our demographic's a little different.
Did they come along before you did?
They did. They've been around for a couple years now and remarkably have not seen a lot of growth. I think they're trying to be live video MySpace. And when you're,
that's exactly what it looks like and feels like.
Yeah.
Cause you have a friends and you have a favorites and all that stuff.
Exactly.
What's the model for Ustream.tv?
You know, our model from the beginning has kind of been to have a broad one-to-many, is kind of what we've called it, one-to-many platform that essentially lets anyone be a TV or have a live video and interactive video. So, you know, with Stick'em, they have a lot of cool tools and a lot of cool features. But we've always kind of felt it was a little too complex. And so we've tried to take it a little different direction, which is be simple, but be interactive and be live. It's kind of our vision, essentially.
Let me hold on a second, because what I might do now is see if I can get Amber in. Let's try her one more time on Skype. We'll just see if it works.
Hey, Leo.
I got your answering machine.
Leo, my phone is sitting right beside me, and it's on, and I feel like there's a total telecommunications failure in my house right now.
I don't know what it is. Anyway, say hello to Brad Hunstable, Johnny Ham from Ustream.tv.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Amber. Hey, Amber. How you doing?
I'm very happy to be on Skype.
And I was apologizing to them for having used Stick'em for the last week or so. Stick'em, I guess, I didn't realize this predated Ustream.tv, but Ustream's gotten a lot of attention lately. I think people like Chris Perillo have made events of it, broadcast. And you have a guy on there that's kind of doing a Justin.tv thing. He's broadcasting live, isn't he?
Yep, correct. We have several of those individuals.
He's been doing that since longer than Justin has.
He has.
So how come Justin gets all the attention?
Who knows? I think those guys were really aggressive with the media. There's no doubt about that. You know, and they've done a great job.
Yeah.
I also got an email recently from someone named Dave, and he's traveling across the U.S. with Laura, and they're live video blogging the entire trip. And I think they're doing it on Ustream, which sounds very cool.
That's really neat. That's really neat.
Wow, that's awesome.
So you guys said you focused a little different than Stick'em. Stick'em's really aimed at being a MySpace with live video.
It is. And they admittedly have a younger demographic, I think. We kind of from the beginning said to we wanted a broader demographic and focus more on the one-to-many solution, this idea of live interactive video. And that was kind of the foundation. And from there, grow the features and the functionality on that basis.
Right.
One thing, I actually have used Stick'em before. I used it quite a few months ago. And I do notice that it tends to be a lot of younger people who get onto Stick'em, and they're sitting in front of their computers and they're chatting a little bit. Whereas I find Ustream seems more geared towards people who want to have shows and a little more professional.
There's conferences and stuff, too.
Correct. And that's kind of what we've been real proactive in reaching out to individuals. We were lucky enough to have you come to us, Leo, or I think Chris.
I don't think I came to you. Chris came to you and told me about it, and then without telling you, which is always that's my mistake, as I do this stuff, and I just forget to mention it to the companies.
Yeah, you know, the company been around for a couple months, drop in with 6,000 simultaneous viewers within a split second, you know.
Sorry.
You know, it definitely a challenge for us and a test. But you know what? We've been glad to have you. Obviously.
Well, I haven't left you, but the server that you assigned me to doesn't seem to be responding for the last few days. So.
Correct.
That must hurt.
It does hurt. But, you know, we have a plan, and we're scaling up as fast as we can. We're a young company. We actually just hired a guy named Tim Villanueva, who was the former CTO of Yahoo Hot Jobs. So big grab for us. So we're bringing the right talent in, top-tier talent, and building the right team to be able to make it work, no doubt.
How long have you guys actually been live?
This is Johnny. We went live on February of this year, so it's only been a few months.
You got a big buzz right away. Mm-hmm. I think Chris helped a lot. I mean, he really jumped on this thing.
Oh, absolutely. Chris Perot, I mean, having a guy like that adopt our service has been great. We got a lot of media coverage, which piggybacked a little bit off of Justin. So that no doubt helped us. We ended up on CBS News for a very tragic event, which was the Virginia Tech tragedy. There had just happened to be a kid who was on a webcam and was streaming live, really? Locked in his dorm. And the CBS Nightly News folks were able to tap into him. And lo and behold, boom, Ustream's on national news.
Wow.
You can't plan for it. I mean, horrible thing for us to be involved with. I would never want to, you know, that to happen. But it's one of those lucky things that it happened, and that got us a lot of exposure.
Well, and it shows the live news gathering kind of aspect of this. I mean, if every it's the thing that's I want to kind of explain to people who haven't used either. Both Ustream and Stick'em use the same flash technology. So if you have a webcam hooked up to your camera, chances are very good you'll be able to use this to stream video. You go to the site, you say start broadcasting, and a flash permission box pops up saying, Flash would like to take control of your camera. Is that all right? You say yes. You can feed it any audio or video that Flash can see, which is pretty much everything. And all of a sudden, you're broadcasting.
You're right. It's very easy to use. And it works not only with a webcam, but a variety of video cameras and high-performance cameras that a lot of people are using as well.
It's funny, last week I just did a story at City TV where I was talking about a lot of these services that allow you to tap into your camera and do live streaming on your webcam. And there's one in Canada called Blog with it, but it's become very, very popular here. But the problem with it, and I think some of the other services I've seen, is that they're sort of limited in terms of their functionality, but also that Blog TV service will not let anyone broadcast or see into the service who lives outside of Canada, whereas you guys seem to be a little more international.
Wow, so they actually kind of limit it just to inside of Canada.
Yes, you can only watch people doing shows on Blog TV if you live within Canada, which I think is, you know, defeats the kind of nature of the internet, that it is a global audience.
Well, actually, but that raises a question, because I've had, when I was using Ustream, a number of European people said, are they blocking in Europe? Because it doesn't seem to be working for me.
Yeah, that's what I'm curious about, too.
No, we're absolutely not. We actually are one of the top Italian sites in the world.
The Italians love Ustream TV.
They do. I kid you not. And UK, we had a Buddhist monk out of Afghanistan or something. And we've had people in Africa and then Australia. So some countries probably do block us. I don't know if China's blocked us yet or not. I can't imagine that they're going to allow us to go much longer. But
That's interesting. You think that there are some freedom issues, implications? Are people broadcasting political content into China using it, or out of China using it?
Well, we did have some free Tibet type stuff.
Oh, interesting.
There was a group that did a rally in D.C., and they actually streamed it live, and they've done some stuff.
Yeah, see, the Chinese don't want that coming to their country, of course.
Probably not.
What about capacity, man? When I first saw Ustream, I thought, how they can't do this. You guys are going to go bankrupt.
Yeah, for a long time, people have not done live video like we've done it.
It's a lot of bandwidth. Yeah.
There's a tremendous amount of bandwidth, no doubt. But we have some proprietary things on the back end we've done, and we think we were going to be able to compete, and it's really on the cost side. So what we've done is develop some stuff on the back end that essentially minimizes our bandwidth usage. And additionally, the world's changing in that regard as it is. Bandwidth costs are coming down without a doubt. We have on a per dollar basis per gigabyte basis got it down to probably, in my opinion, lower than anybody out there.
Is that how do you do that? Is it peering relationships? I mean,
eventually I think peer to peer is where it's going to end up. We're talking with a lot of groups that are really wanting to jump on board with us, that have some amazing stuff that's going to completely wipe out bandwidth costs altogether, in my opinion. But they're still a few months away.
So we can kind of look forward to a future where bandwidth is virtually free and unlimited.
I think so. There are some groups out there, three or four off the top of my head that I can think of, that have developed some technologies that essentially are going to have peer-to-peer video live streaming capability that is as good as what we can do now, and it's going to be virtually free. We've seen some test runs of it, and it's phenomenal. It's still a little premature for us to be able to adopt it yet, but there's no doubt it's part of our you know, strategic strategy to get in there and utilize some of those technologies.
What about what's the best technical setup that you can have if you're at and you have a webcam? Like, is there a certain setup that works the best so that people who are viewers of the program or whatever you're doing on Ustream can have the best experience?
Well, Amber, I think one of the key takeaways is that I don't think there's an optimal like webcam setting. I think connectivity and like making sure you have a really solid internet connection. If you're wireless and mobile, you have a really strong signal strength is important. But pretty much any webcam works pretty well. I mean, obviously, if you got a webcam with really good resolution, you're going to get a better picture. But for the most part, with a pretty good webcam and a good internet connection, we've seen pretty successful results thus far.
I'm using a DV camera, which, a camcorder.
Yeah, absolutely.
And on a Mac, you just use it with a FireWire, and it does very well. Although I have to say, even the Logitech QuickCam and the built-in cameras on the Mac, the iSights, all have worked pretty well.
Oh, the iSight's great, actually.
I've done a lot of stuff in the iSight, and I find the quality to be really, really good on that.
I actually just bought my first Mac about 2 days ago, and it was a MacBook, and I'm so impressed. I finally made the dive that I think I might never go back. It just worked so well for me. Compared to Vista, the $3,000 computer I bought 2 months ago in my little MacBook, I mean, it's like night and day.
Yeah.
And but going back to the camera question, I think the other thing is just basic video camera basics. You know, make
light
sure you have good lighting.
That's
the key. And if you don't, and some of the angles that people are using. So if you use some just good basic camera principles, you'll be set.
What are some of the more interesting shows or little sessions that you've seen put on Ustream?
Well, recently we've had our favorite and highly addictive Canadian Goose.
That's I think I like that one.
Yeah, someone's streaming a Canadian Goose, and the goose actually got up and walked around, and there's eggs there. So looking forward to seeing the little hatchlings soon.
Oh, so it's a real goose. For some reason, I'm thinking it's a comedy show. This is an actual Canadian goose.
It's an actual goose. It's an actual goose laying eggs. And we have birds. We have someone.
So they just set up a camera pointing at the nest?
They do.
That's a great idea.
But it gets a ton of traffic. I can't explain it. We have a flower on there that I don't even know the name of. It's some crazy name that only blooms like every 14 years.
Oh, yeah.
And it's blooming right now.
Oh, that's huge.
And it's driving almost the traffic you're driving, Leo.
Well,
and it's
of course.
Don't tell us that.
And I mean that in a good way. So we've seen some very broad appeals. We have a priest that goes on there, and he gets a lot of traffic. I mean, hundreds of people at a time.
What does he do?
He does a video podcast, but he also just interacts with people, and they ask him questions about, he's a Catholic priest, about the Catholic religion. And I don't know if he's embedding it on his own website, but we'll have hundreds of people in the chat room talking to him. Of course, we have, Chris Perillo puts a shoe on his head, and all of a sudden we have.
Yeah, that was a big thing. That was a big thing. They were trying to get Chris to do tricks, like a little monkey.
There were so many people in there talking to him, trying to egg him on, and he finally did it. He does these little twirls, and he puts shoes on his head, and
but can he do this?
It's hilarious.
Oh, sorry, you can't tell what I'm doing. they had me put a keyboard on my head. So I think, but what you're seeing is very early days of interactivity, and it's kind of amazing for people who are used to sitting and watching TV, which is ultimately not interactive, to be able to watch somebody and interact with them and have them do something. It's like
magic.
We're so used to seeing this person and having no contact with them.
And that is the key, Leo, is the interaction. I remember when we first started Ustream, there were some individuals, very intelligent, very highly respected Silicon Valley individuals that looked at me and Johnny, and they basically said, guys, the world is going to pre-recorded. Convenience and time is such a premium to people.
Nobody wants to watch live TV.
Why would you want to watch live TV? Exactly. Yeah. And they missed it. And what we think the key is interaction. What other medium besides a service like Ustream or some of the others can you interact with your fans?
Right.
See what you're doing.
We love it. And you're right. And having that chat room at the same time and all of that is just remarkable. So what are you going to do to fix my server?
Well, it is priority number one, I can assure you.
Because I'll go back to Ustream. I really, although I have to say, I'm impressed by some of Stickum's features. And as you said, you decided to have a very simple, clean interface, although it's changed already. I noticed there's a new interface on it.
It's actually coming out very, very soon.
There are some things I like about Stickum. I can see the volume for one thing. There's a meter on there. So if you could just do something like that, that'd be nice. But
sure.
I know you're brand new, and it takes, you know, all of these features. They've been around for a while. They've had a chance to add all these features.
And we have so many coming that, and again, our focus, we're going to have features coming, but we want them to be features that a guy like Leo Lepore can utilize. Stickum has a lot of features, but 90% of them probably aren't all that useful to you. It's good for the MySpace crowd.
Yeah.
So the features that you're going to see coming from Ustream are really focused towards that one-to-many, creating a good broadcast, producing a good live show. And I think you're going to really be impressed with the things that are coming out soon.
What kind of bandwidth do you need upstream to make this work for as a user?
As a user, we would like to see 300 kilobytes per second on the upstream.
That's why we can't get this to work for you, Amber, because by the time you've got the whatever it is for Skype, 128, you've got nothing left.
Yeah. I'm going to have to leave Canada, Leo, at this rate.
You're going to have to leave Rogers at the very least.
I know. You're right. That's definitely true.
Yeah.
I was just about to call them already.
We're going to get you the business class. And business class usually is 384. That's what I'm using here. And that gives you more than enough to do both Skype and an upstream video.
Absolutely.
Because people want to see Amber.
Yeah,
and then what we were able to do, which is kind of fun, is just you give embed codes for Ustream. So I was able to create a page that had me and Amber embedded on it. So that people could watch one page and see both of us. And then, you know, it suddenly becomes like a TV show. In fact, what I had hoped to do when we had you guys on is have a video of you guys as well. And then all of a sudden, instead of being four people in four disparate locations, it's almost like we're all together.
Oh, absolutely. And we have some functionality that's coming out in the coming months that's going to make that even easier for you, Leo, to do those kind of
things.
That's
what I'm really curious about. I'm really excited for that type of functionality to come out, because the idea that, you know, say Leo and I decided to kind of do a more interactive show where you could see us, and it had this feeling when you're watching it live that we were maybe not together, but sort of in the same sort of space on the internet. I think that'd be very cool.
Absolutely. I don't know if you guys saw it. I think it's on YouTube, but Perillo, one of his first live events he did, he had a guy named Casso on his, you know, he has those two big old huge Dell monitors. On one Dell monitor, full screen, he had Casso through Ustream. And then on the other screen, he had another one of his friends using ComView's phone service, video phone service. And he was streaming it all through Ustream in kind of this, you know, interactive, just total immersion of
that's a great
technology
idea.
Thing. It was amazing. I think it's on YouTube if you want to check it out.
Yeah, I will. Well, and to do that, you need he probably has a lot of bandwidth at his residence, because that's going to take a lot of bandwidth to do all that.
It's going to take a lot of bandwidth, but again, like anything else, the compressions are getting better, the codecs are getting better, so it's just a matter of time, and I think it's weeks, not years, when you're going to see more and more of this kind of technology being used.
How long is it going to continue to be free?
Good question.
Well, we hope in the foreseeable future, what our strategy is probably going to be is to offer it free on some kind of general level. And then what we hope to do is start offering premium services. Because at the end of the day, at some point, a business has got to make money. And we think a lot of these new features and a lot of these new services that are going to be coming out probably be on a premium basis. And without going into the details of some of the other plans, we have other revenue streams that are going to be coming in that are going to be doing some really neat things. But on a basic level, hopefully it's free forever.
You see it as the revenue model as being services-based, not advertising-based.
It's both.
Both.
No doubt it's going to be both. Advertising-based and then premium services. We're actually rolling out in the coming months the ability for users to charge for their streams. So if Leo wanted to do a private marketing session, so to speak, or speech or of some sort.
Ah, that's a good
idea.
Wanted
to make some money, do a revenue stream that way.
Sure, that makes sense, yeah. Well, it's amazing, really. I mean, Amber and I have worked in TV for years, and it's really been a kind of private, privileged domain. And now, you know, thanks to podcasting, audio's become accessible, and people are starting to do video shows like Command N, Amber's video podcast. And now, the to me, it seemed like the last barrier and the one that you would never be able to cross is live radio, live TV. And now you've actually made that possible. I mean, we could do the screensavers again. We could do Call for Help live with technology absolutely. Like this.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Guys, thanks so much for joining us. I wish you all the best. Please let me know when the server is back, and I'll see if I can break it again.
We will. All right. That's great.
We accept thanks, the guys. Challenge, Leo.
All right. I like that. I like hearing that. Johnny Hamm and Brad Hunstable are from Ustream.tv. You can try it out absolutely free. My server is broken, but not your server. I'm using they had put me on a different server. In fact, they just sent me an invite to something brand new from them. That is not yet open to the public, but there's some very interesting stuff going on with Ustream, ustream.tv. Now, meanwhile, I turned the Stick'em stream back on, so we are doing Stick'em.
Stick'em looks really good, Leo. I was when I had a better bandwidth, I was actually on the site watching.
The quality's excellent.
It looks great.
The quality's excellent, and Stick'em has a lot of other. You know, in a way, if I could divorce Stick'em from the MySpace thing. I'd be very happy with it. I mean, and clearly it's good to have competitors in this space, other people doing it. I'm sure Stick'em welcomes in a way having Ustream because it validates their business model.
There's so many people who are entering the space too. I've seen quite a few in the past few weeks, and it's great to see. But one thing I agree with you on the Stick'em side is I love the volume control because you need to be able to have that rate on the screen as well.
You can't tell. Otherwise, you don't know. And you can kind of hack around with Ustream and look at there's a volume control in Flash you could look at, but then you can't see the picture. And you know, there's other little nice features, but including the ability to record, which I never could get to work on Ustream. So for instance, and I didn't do it this time, but we could, when we start the record on TalkShoe and I start the record here, we could also start a video record, and then that video of the show would be made available online on Stick'em. So there's some really cool stuff going on here.
Very exciting. That's very cool.
Well, I'm glad we got you back.
I know. It's good to be back, Leo. It was a very sad time. I actually was about to throw things across my room.
I'm sure you were frustrated.
I just took a few deep breaths, and I decided, you know what? I'm just going to sit here until something good happens, and I hear back from you.
We will get it working.
Very tempting.
This is your show, and you know, in fact, I asked. I said, "Well, can I do this without Amber?" And even Dane said no.
I like Dane more and more all the time, Leo.
I know. Here, wait a minute. Let me point the camera at Dane's. That's Dane. This is his last day here working at Twit TV. But no, I'm kidding. It's not. In fact, we're ramping up. We're using Dane more and more. He's going to be editing this show tonight. He's edited Twit. It's already done, and he's just he's a great guy. In fact. Really, his job is right now is, you know, he's helping me out with things like editing. But ultimately, I think he's going to be the biz dev guy and really kind of take us to the next level.
That's excellent.
I just hired a young lady who is a friend of the family, a freshman, who's going to be answering my email. So for those of you who say, I don't answer my email, you're right. But Katie will.
And for those of you who send me Leo's emails, now send them to Katie.
I'm feeling really terrible because you, Gibson, Dick DiBartolo, people are sending mail to them saying, please, can you give this to Leo? I just got one from you today.
I know.
I feel terrible. I read my mail. I don't know where this idea came about, but I read my mail.
Every once in a while, you know, sometimes it gets to be, there's too many emails in your account and it just gets to be overwhelming. Yeah. That's the problem.
Well, and that happens to all of us. I don't answer all my mail. I'm not saying that. So I hope you called your mom already today.
I did. I called my mom first thing this morning, and I talked to her for a good long hour. And then I sent her a garden gargoyle. Do you know what that is?
Well, I know what a garden is, and I know what a gargoyle is. Is it what I think
it is? Imagine that.
Is it a gargoyle for your garden?
It's a gargoyle for the garden, yes.
And it comes in the mail?
No, I ordered it on PEI. In Charlottetown, you can actually just call up these stores and pretty much get anything.
And they'll come and they'll bring it to you and set it up. And when she gets home, she's going to have an ugly little statue. What kind of gargoyle did you get?
I don't know. I don't really know what it looks like, but it sounded interesting to me. But although I have a kind of a weird sense of humor, so I'm not sure if it's the perfect
So she gift. Didn't say, oh, dear, you know what I'd really like for Mother's Day? A garden gargoyle.
No, didn't come out. But when I heard it, it sounded like a great gift. You know when things are funny initially, and then a few hours later, you think,
I love garden gargoyles. I'm a gargoyle fan.
I love gargoyles.
Yeah, if you look at my if you look at my Flickr account, you'll see a number of pictures of Henry in front of a gargoyle at Notre Dame.
Oh, nice.
So you know, it's fan.
Speaking of Mother's Day, actually, my first link when we kind of didn't have time off the top because we
let's do them now. Yeah.
I was going to mention Mother's Day because I'm wondering if I've had so many Skype issues as well, is because Skype has offered free calls on Mother's Day anywhere in Canada and the U.S. And the neat thing about this is so you can call a landline, which if you remember January 1st, they actually upped it. So you had to pay a price for the year to call from Skype to landlines. Well, it's completely free for today. And the nice thing is it actually lasts until 5 a.m. tomorrow. And I know a lot of people are going to listen to this later in the week, but for anyone who's listening live, it's kind of a nice thing to know that you can get on Skype and you have no excuse not to call your mom because it's completely free if you live in Canada or the U.S.
And you can say, blah, 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 and she'll go, what? Hello? What? Hello? And that'll be very, you know, nice for you.
Oh, no. She uses Skype all the time. She has all of her friends on Skype.
Really? Oh, that's neat. Yeah. I mean, it's funny. I mean, I would say that awareness of Skype among the Straits is becoming greater and greater. I call them the Straits.
I love how you call them the Straits.
The Straits. Because, you know, they're just, you know, we're with it and they're not. But now they're getting with it. So we have to find something new. I know.
You know what, Leo? That's true.
Ustream.
Yeah. Anytime I hear that, you know, that anything that we've been using, it's getting kind of mainstream. I just want to move away and find something new.
Look what happened to MySpace. Everybody was on it. So now the cool kids have gone elsewhere. And now they're all on Facebook. I saw you on the radio talking about Facebook.
Oh, that's funny. That's on my Facebook account. That's on Mad Dog and Billy, which is a radio show in Toronto. So I went in and we actually recorded the whole thing. It's only about probably about 6 minutes long, but I was doing a little talk about Facebook and it was very early in the morning, but it's fun.
Well,
it's
I was surprised. It is fun, isn't it? Even at 6 a.m. Radio is a wonderful, wonderful medium because, you know, it's just fun. I like it. I was surprised to learn that Toronto is the number one Facebook city.
I know. It's amazing. There's so many people on Facebook. It's just, in the past few weeks, it's just been out of control. But I feel like it's dipping a little bit, Leo, I have to say. And I find that from the number of requests I've had and the amount of activity I see on my Facebook account, I feel like it's starting to dip a little.
And now we've got to find the next thing that nobody knows about. So is it going to be Verb? What's going to replace Facebook?
I don't know. It's a good question. I haven't heard a lot about Verb, so I'm not sure. I mean, I know about it,
right.
But I haven't
heard a lot of the straights talking about it. Straights don't know about it yet. That's why I'm going there.
You're smart, Leo. I think Jaiku. You're right.
I told my mom about Jaiku today. When I talked to my mom, because we just got a dog, right? And I said, well, go to the blog, and you can see I put a video of the dog. And if you go to Flickr, you can see a picture of the dog. She said, well, where's your blog? Where's Flickr? Blah, blah. I said, wait a minute. I just realized you don't need to know about any of that stuff. If you want to know anything that I'm going, you know, if you want to know where I am, what I'm doing right now, it's all on Jaiku. So I gave her my Jaiku account and I said, look, you know, just go to chieftwit.jaiku.com and you'll know if I'm asleep, if I'm making a podcast, every time I post a picture on Flickr, every time I post a new blog posting. So I'm hoping that she kind of gets that and that whole notion of presence. This is a good experiment.
You know what, Leo? Jaiku could be the perfect tool
for
mothers to keep in touch with their kids.
Yeah. She can follow me. Basically, follow me online.
And follow all the stuff you're doing. I have to tell my mom about Jaiku.
Exactly.
She would love it. Because today she was harassing me about my the email to get to my BlackBerry because I have a bunch of different email accounts. I have two cell phones. And she says, oh, I can never get in touch with you. So now I have to give her my email for my BlackBerry. So, you know, she might like Jaiku.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Yeah. And I told her she should create an account. I said, call it Leo's mom. And then every once in a while, you could just post a comment to one of my postings like, go outside, get some fresh air.
Get away from your computer.
Are you eating your vegetables? That kind
that
of thing.
That would be a very good thing to have as well. So Leo, we're doing another interview, right?
Are we?
Oh, no, we're not. Because I have an idea for calls if people want to call in.
Let's do some calls. I don't know if I have another. I better check my Stickit and see. I don't know what I've booked for today. What do you want people to tell us about?
Because what I was thinking, although I do have a couple more links we could talk about,
yes.
And one in particular I found on Lifehacker, which has nothing at all really to do with tech, except it was on Lifehacker, the site that I love, which has all these great hacks to, you know, just kind of get through your day and be more productive. And this was about a health report that says you can improve your memory by moving your eyes back and forth for, I think, 30 seconds. And then it will actually improve your memory. So Leo, if you need to remember anything, you need to do a little eye exercise.
Is this while you're trying to remember it or in general or?
Right before you're trying to remember something. So okay, let's say so you're going into an interview and you need to focus. I think it would be more funny, Leo, if you did it. That's kind of what I'm thinking. Because right now you're on Stick It.
Are you watching Stick It? All right, let me see. I'm going to do it. All right. Okay, I remember something.
Exactly. We'll see how that works. The other thing I was going to mention is that, you know, you've played the Amber song a few times. And
a few times while we were waiting to get, yes.
I know. And someone's made a video, a music video.
Adam Chernoff has.
Yeah. It's on his Vox account. And he calls it the Amber music video. And all of you don't, again, you can't see the video, but I wanted to thank him because I watched it and I sent it to my mom and I said, hey, mom, you know, this is, here you go.
It's good. See, that should be, you put that on your feed. You see, on Jaiku, I have my delicious bookmark. So if I bookmark that, then mom will see it.
Exactly.
Here's, I've got a link for you. Actually, this just came from our chat room from Ben Gold, who I think gave us Wakupa. He's got another link for us. You've heard about Tubes, right? TubesNow.com.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a Tubes Now page called Tube Your Mom.
Oh.
It's essentially, you set up a family sharing network. So you install Tubes, which is basically, it's kind of an easy to use peer-to-peer network. You install Tubes. Then you create a tube. You could call it family photos or, you know, my YouTube pictures or videos or whatever. And then drag your photos into the tube. And then invite your family to be on the tube. And they'll get an email with a download link for Tubes. And then all of a sudden, mom will have a tube from you to her of your mail. Is that cool?
Very cool.
Let me play. There's a video on the page here. Maybe this will explain it a little bit better than I did. I think it's a picture of a mom doing this. You can even automate mom's screensaver. Here it goes. Here's the call to mom.
Hello.
Hey, Mom, it's Dave.
Hi, Dave.
Listen, I just wanted to let you know that we're not going to be able to make it over there on Sunday.
Dave, oh, you're not going to make it for Mother's Day?
No, we can't.
However, I created a tube for you.
You have pictures of the baby?
Oh, God, that's not it. There's no substitute.
No, you have to show up.
You must show up, then tube your mom on the way back. That sounds
exactly.
Dirty.
Yeah, it doesn't sound
good. Yeah, I'm sorry. I have to apologize, but that's the name of it. Tube
it
your
is.
Mom, share photos from your, and then I guess there's a tube screensaver because you can actually have a tubes. Could you? But you know, this was like that guy Kawasaki what was it? Film loop. Remember that? And you can even do that now with iPhoto. You can do photo casting so that if
loop.
if mom has iPhoto and you have iPhoto and it has to be the most recent version, you could set up a photo cast and she'll automatically receive the new pictures. So there's a lot of ways to do this.
Yeah, it actually reminds me, I had a bunch of people over on Friday night because I had friends in from out of town. And the comment that I heard the most when there was a couple people with cameras around is, don't put this on your Facebook account. I heard that so many times because I guess a lot of people upload photos to Facebook and there's a huge community on there. And every time you upload new photos, it goes into your news feed and you can find out, oh, so-and-so, you know, Marcella, my friend, has uploaded new photos. And it seems that a lot of people have had some issues because friends.
Because mom reads your MySpace or maybe your employer or Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, that's exactly right. People have to remember this stuff is living forever. See?
I know. Be very careful. But Leo, anyway, back to what I thought we could do with the callers.
Yes.
Is, and this will even work for the people who are listening to the podcast this week, is what if we did my mom-friendly sites and applications? So sites out there that you could send to your mom who she might be able to use them and find them useful and stuff that's just not basic, but really user-friendly and stuff that other people tell their moms about.
Okay. That's a great idea. Things that your mom would get a lot. And there's one right there. Tube your mom.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to take some phone calls in, but let's get a couple more links. So if you've got, if you're on the line, think of something, a website, a tool, something your mom could use. Something your mom could use.
And what tools have you told your mom about, Leo?
Oh, well, you know, I got her an iMac and she's and I got her an iPod and she's using that. In fact, I got her a pair of speakers that she just loves. They're Alex Lindsay. Told me about these. They're, I think, the best iPod speakers out there because they're full stereo speakers. They're actually kind of big. They look like R2-D2. And you plug your iPod into it and at the top, and it sits there, and they just do a wonderful job. And I'm stalling because I'm trying to remember the name of the darn things. They're not the big name companies like Bose and JBLs. And frankly, I think they sound better than either of them.
It's not Macaulay, is it?
No, I think it's iMotion is what, or something like that. I'm going to be in trouble. But anyway, I'll find the name of that before the end of the show. But that's, so that I set her up with some hardware. I tried to set her up with a video phone, and we just never could get that working. And I haven't tried to set her up with Skype, but I think Skype would be a really great thing to have mom set up with.
Yeah.
Don't you? Yeah.
Yeah, my mom is a big fan of Skype and also Gmail. My mom loves Gmail. But it's so funny how among her friends, she can literally get dozens and dozens of her friends on Skype and Gmail just because she tells them how easy it is to use. And then they just jump onto it. And it helps all of them keep in touch with their kids.
It's kind of neat that they're so hip and with it.
Yeah, I don't think they have a choice. When my brother and I come home, we tend to take over the computer. And they're on Firefox. And they're always watching Command N, our video podcast. So my mom likes to stay in touch and feel as though she, you know, definitely really knows what's going on. So they'll always ask us questions when we come home about different software or websites. Or my mom or dad will have Googled me and they'll say, hey, you know, I found this website. And, you know, maybe it's Ustream. What's this all about? What are you doing live video on the internet?
They're just trying to keep up with their daughter. That's what they're trying to do.
Perhaps. But I think it's, you know, it can be a good thing. So it's good for conversation when you go home.
The speakers are M Station. So it's M Station Audio. M is in mom. So that makes it easy to remember. M Station Audio. And it's the M Station Stereo Tower. It's not cheap. I think it's a couple hundred bucks. But boy, the sound quality is spectacular.
Good.
And my mom liked it so much, she bought a second one. I bought her the first one, and she bought a second one. Yeah, they really sound good. You just plug your iPod right into the top of it. It charges the iPod, and you listen. So I guess I focus kind of on hardware with mom. But you're right. I mean, there are so many great websites and software. And I did tell her about Jaiku today.
Very cool.
Yeah. I don't know if she'll be on Jaiku, but at least she'll be able to watch me on Jaiku.
I'm sure she will.
A couple more links, then let's get to the phones.
I'm pretty good, actually, for links. I think I went through most of them that I sent you.
Did we go through them? Oh, we talked about Adam Chernoff and the Vox thing. And okay, I think you're right. Improve your memory with your eyes. All right. You have a new Web Nation episode is out?
Yep. New Web Nation came out on Thursday. So citynews.ca/webnation. And we did a great interview with Zadie Diaz, and she does the Jet Set Show, if you remember that, Leo.
Oh, yeah.
And she won a Webby Award for the Jet Set Show, Best Variety Show. And she is very excited about that. So we did an interview with her. But what I'm really excited about is we never had a chance to do this before. We actually went out to sort of a location, no regrets, in Toronto that has wireless access.
Never been there before.
I know. And we did the webcam interview from there with a couple of cameras. And we actually had Skype all hooked up to a camera, and we actually recorded the video. And so the interview looks really cool. So it's neat to see kind of an edited version of a webcam interview, webcam interview on Skype done on TV. There was a lot of technology going on. So I think our audience would appreciate that.
That's really cool. I think that's amazing. Yeah. Well, let's see if we can get some calls in before the end of the show, starting with Taylor. Taylor, where are you calling from? I presume that's your
I'm calling from Santa Ana.
Santa Ana. I presume that's your real name.
Yeah. that is my real name.
Good.
So, you don't see the next episode 24? After that, I have a real trust in.
What about next episode of 24?
Yeah, you know, when Jack Bauer retakes JTU by telling the Chinese.
I believe it or not, I've never seen that show.
Neither have I.
Oh, so not to my real trust in. How do you think the roommate of the prisoner starring me as number 6, Lee LaPorte as number 2, and who as number 1?
I like it. Let's move on. Let's see. Wazcam.org. This is the guy with a camera pointed at a goldfish. Hey, Wazcam.
Hi, Leo. It's Michael.
I remember. Hi, Michael.
Hi, Michael.
Hello.
He is also has another name, doesn't he?
I do. My alter ego is Stewie Bronson.
Stewie Bronson. Everybody's favorite television technology help host.
Yeah, and thanks to you, Leo. I didn't get on the air with you. I was the first call after yesterday. Well, I've got quite a few hits, and it was enough to light a fire under the guy that's editing the first episode.
You better get it out. Well, that
should have that out this week.
So you called after, that was in our post-taping?
Right.
Oh, well, it'll get on the air at the end of the month. Yeah, absolutely.
Fantastic.
Yeah,
that'll
absolutely.
Be great.
Yeah.
But, I mean, StewieBronson.com, obviously, my mother loves it.
It's actually funny. The name, I got to play a little bit of it. The name of the show is Yell for Help with Stewie Bronson.
Oh, that's funny.
It's actually a parody, and it is very funny. And
Yell for Help. Hi, I'm Stewie Bronson, the host of Yell for Help with Stewie Bronson, and I'm here to tell you when it comes to technology problems, it probably is your fault.
And it gets worse from there.
And actually, the WASCAM.org as well is good for anybody. You know, you just go and
sure.
You watch. The goldfish are named Macintosh, and they're swimming around in an old G4 cube that was gutted, and it's watertight now, which is good for them.
I remember we converted a, was it a cube? It was either a cube or an iMac to a goldfish tank on Call for Help.
Yeah.
And we had Cliff Stoll, who was a wonderful fellow, as an astronomer at University of California, Berkeley, and wrote a number of books about how computers suck. And so he really enjoyed taking that old iMac and turning it into an aquarium. Hey,
yeah,
Mike,
I don't have the skills for that. I went with the cube, which is
cube's a lot. It's already there. Yeah.
Rexan, right.
Yeah, it's already there. Well, Michael, good luck with WASCAM.org and, of course, the new Stewie Bronson show at Stewie's Stewie Bronson.com. I have a feeling it's going to be a big, big hit.
I hope so. Thank you, Leo.
Thank you, Michael.
Good luck.
Juice 60, welcome to Net at Night.
Hey, Leo.
What's your
name?
Vero Beach, Florida.
Where are you calling from?
Vero Beach, Florida.
All right, I like Vero Beach.
Soon to be the former home of the LA Dodgers, but that's besides the point.
Really? Is that so? They're moving their spring training camp from Vero Beach.
What I hear is next summer
to Arizona.
Yeah.
Oh, bummer,
going
man.
To the Cactus League.
Bummer. Well, yeah. You know, most of the West Coast teams are in the Cactus League. But I guess the Dodgers were still going to Florida from the days when they were in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Wow, that's neat. Well, how are things in Vero Beach? What can we do for you today? You got a site for mom? Something you would tell your mom about?
Actually, yeah. And it kind of came from the last episode when you and Amber were talking about Jaiku.
Uh-huh.
Because I went ahead and signed up, and I'm like, hey, mom, if you want to see what I'm doing, check that out.
That's exactly what I've been doing. We'll see. I told her today. We'll see if she pays any attention at all.
Yeah. Leo, I think now that maybe they should change their tagline. They could say, the site where mom can track you.
Everybody's a little paranoid about the idea that, you know, everybody could follow you around on the net, but this is the one person who really wants to.
And she wants to know where you are, and you always have to tell her. And so this way, she could just follow along. She would love that.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, and Jaiku's turning into one of those things where I'm doing my own little podcast off to the side, and
all
the guys that are contributors, they check my Jaiku page for what I'm doing, and then they just follow that around to what I'm looking at or what software I'm playing with, so on and so forth.
What's your handle on Jaiku?
Juice60. I think you added me already.
Oh, you're one of my friends. Well, that's great. Yeah, I see your postings all the time. It's kind of neat because when I moved to Jaiku, leaving Twitter, I left pretty much all my friends, including Amber, behind on Twitter. And I had to really create a whole new community of friends. So I've got a lot of new friends that many people like Juice60 I've never met before. But it's kind of fun.
Very fun.
Glad you're enjoying it. Let's take another call. Robert Allen. Hello, Robert. Where are you calling from?
Calling from New York City, and I'm kind of bummed that I don't have this, you know, cool handle here, that I'm just using my real name.
I like it. You know, look at my name. What is my cool handle? Leo LaPorte.
You don't need a cool handle, Leo.
Leo is cool. No, you know, it's funny.
It's cool already.
I hate it because I'll get to a website, and I want to be Leo LaPorte on all the websites. And a lot of times somebody's already signed up as Leo LaPorte. And so that's why I'm Chief Twit on Jaiku, because Leo LaPorte wasn't available. As it turned out, it was me. I'm lapping myself. I'm actually lapping myself. I'm signing up the second time for sites that I've been to some months ago and just forgot about.
You need to do that eye tracking thing, Leo.
I think I'm looking back and forth right now. So, Robert, did you call mom yet?
Well, I was with mom most of the day.
Aren't you a good? You're a good son, Robert.
And all she talked to me about was that she's having trouble connecting her laptop, and, you know, what should I do? You know, and I think if I didn't know anything about computers, what would we talk about?
You know, it's the first thing my mom asks me. She says, "Honey, my iPod, how do I sync? I ripped an opera, and I ripped it, and then, but it does not play in sequential. how do I get it to play sequential? She doesn't talk like this, of course. How do I get it to play sequential? So I had to explain, okay, well, you make a playlist. Now, how do I do that? You're right. This is what we talk to our moms about now.
That's it. That's all she talks to me about.
Isn't that funny?
But that's okay. That's
well, it gives you something to talk about, right?
Exactly. At least we talk. But yeah. Actually, Leo, we met briefly at the Podcast and Portable Media Expo.
Cool.
In California. I've got the Wedding Podcast Network.
Oh, yes, of course.
Yeah, we chatted a little bit.
Yes.
And
how's that
actually,
doing for
finally,
you?
It's doing well, and you know we're producing lots of content, and we've got over 80 episodes online now, and 8 shows on the network. So we're working 24/7, basically. My wife Holly and I, who's my partner,
isn't that nice?
And
That's great. And
we recently moved over to the dark side, and we've got a Mac now, and we've been a PC family for a long time, and the one thing I wonder about myself is what took me so long, but. Here I am, and we're loving it, but we've got a little bit of a problem in recording the podcasts live that we do. You know, we like to do it like, you know, a live radio show. And
right.
When we were on the Windows platform, we were using Cast Blaster, and that worked great.
Right.
And now I've tried to move over to Ubercaster on
the
Mac.
Which is supposedly very good. Alex Lindsay sings its praises.
Yeah, it's got a nice layout and functionality, but I'm having a real problem with latency. I can't connect and play my clips and do a live show because it's all on delay, and I words don't come out of my mouth when I'm listening to it on delay, and it's just a real problem.
It's frustrating, isn't it? So you're saying that in your headphones you're hearing it later than you're speaking.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And I can't figure out how to fix that.
Yeah. That is a big issue on a lot of equipment. And I think computer recording in particular, it's a big issue. And what you on pro gear, you would want to be monitoring. You can monitor the recording or you can monitor the input, and you'd want to be monitoring the input, obviously. I'm not sure how you get the Mac to do that. Mac software should kind of do it automatically. That may be a flaw in Ubercaster. Have you tried GarageBand?
I have, and it's still getting
same issue.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, I can't do it live in GarageBand, you know, like I would do it in Cast Blaster or Ubercaster, you know, where I want to, you know, play an interview, you know, if we're out covering a wedding event or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can't do it live. And it used to be we would do the show and, you know, with very little editing, be able to put it up. Now, you know, I've got to build a show, and it just doesn't have that same dynamic as doing it live. We kind of like that
I don't blame you. And that seems like a black mark against the Mac. And I hope it's not an issue because the Mac is just not fast enough. I can't think that it is. But to be honest with you, because I use a mixer, I don't face this issue. So I'm not really sure what the solution is. Let me look into this for you and have to get back to you. Okay. Send me an email, Ron.
Yeah, I'll shoot that off.
But, yeah, because I don't know off the top of my head, and I'm going to have to... Alex is in Africa, so I can't call him, but when he gets back, maybe I can get some help from...
I appreciate that, but we'd just like to give a shout-out for WeddingPodcastNetwork.com. If anyone out there is planning a wedding or knows anyone who is, we'd love to have them, you know, join our listenership.
I think it's wonderful that you and your wife work together and you do the podcast together. That's really great. Let's take a couple more. Because we started late, I'm going to go till 10 after.
Yeah, makes sense.
Cyber Larson, welcome. This is Ned at Night.
Hello there. This is Michael from Providence.
We've
talked a couple other times.
You're where my mom is.
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Yes, I am.
She's in Cranston, actually, but close enough.
Oh, is she? Yeah. I had thank you for some advice. You were talking about compression on podcasts, and it really helped me an awful lot on my podcast. By the way,
it does help because levels are all over the place. So if you compress
I know.
And this is what radio stations do. You just compress it. Even if the microphone level is good, sometimes I'm talking like this, and sometimes I'm talking like this. And compression makes it so that somebody listening in the car or on, you know, little iPod headphones can actually hear everything you're saying.
Yeah.
It just makes
can
all
I
the
mention
levels
my website?
Same. Yes, please.
It's 1oclockradio.com. It's a podcast we do about the classic rock in the 60s and 70s with my
one
cousin
o'clock,
from Belfast.
1 o'clock, 3 o'clock, rock. Is it the number one?
No, oneoclockradio.com.
I'm going to check it out because I love classic rock.
And I bought my mom one of the mini iPods.
Yep.
Now, it's good for music, but one of the things that really got a thrill from her was that I loaded a bunch of old family pictures on
her. Oh, what a neat idea.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, and she can just sit and look, you know, look at them whenever she feels like it.
There's a great tip for a mom. You know, I've got her listening to podcasts and listening to music, but I didn't even think about pictures. That's a great idea.
I think that's so nice when you buy someone an iPod and you load it up with a ton of stuff, because there's a lot of people who will never, ever do that on their own. So it's nice to kind of give them enough stuff that will last them for a while. And then every time you come home, you can actually reload it again.
Yeah, that's exactly what I did for her. But now she says, well, how do I get something else on there? And now I have to explain, well, you can't. Because it'll erase everything. So wait till I get there and I'll fix it for you. So I kind of backed myself into a corner by doing that. Samurai BSD. I love the name. What's your real first name and where are you calling from?
Oakland, California.
Just down the coast. Go Warriors!
Yes.
Game starts in a few minutes. You better not take too long here.
I'm going to get off of here as soon as it's over.
Wait, do you have a site that would be great for a mom?
Yeah, I do. Well, it's not really a site, but it's a service, and it's been done to death. It's Google 411.
You know, I just used it today to make reservations at a restaurant for our family, and it's great. It's free 411.
Yeah, it's
That's
really
a great
cool.
Site.
My mom actually has used it. My grandma likes it.
Well, you know, there can be difficult because it's a phone number. It's 411 Goog or something, and you call it. I think it's 800-411 Goog. And when you call it, it says Google 411, and then please state your city and state. And so I say Petaluma, California, and it goes Petaluma, California. Please name a business or a category. So I said restaurants, and then it lists the top eight, and I say, oh, number four, or you could say the name. Now, I had a little trouble I was trying to find a store called Fleet Feet, and I had a little trouble recognizing Fleet Feet. I kept getting like, Sweet Sleet? No, Fleet Feet. Seat Street? No, Fleet Feet.
So that's when you start screaming on the phone.
Yeah, it's not perfect, but I have to say it's free compared to, I don't know what you pay in Canada for a directory assistance, but in the States, it's $1.75.
Yeah, I think it might be around the same, but it's definitely expensive. And funny enough, I used 411 three times today.
See?
Yeah.
You say you just lost $5. You could have called. Now, is it available in Canada? I don't know.
I'm not sure, actually. I would love to try it out.
I don't think it's available in Canada.
No, that would be too good. Nothing's available in Canada except maple syrup and snow.
Whoa, whoa, whoa,
I'm sorry.
Leo. Not true.
No, it's patio weather. What am I thinking?
Exactly. Yeah. Lots of good stuff.
I'm really impressed. It's 1-800. I gave you the wrong number. It's 1-800-GOOG-411. That's 1-800-466-4411. Hey, you might as well at least use it first if you're in the States. Great tip. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We're going to say good night because we're out of time. It does fly when you're having fun. And I have dinner reservations for Mother's Day.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah. So you have a great evening, Amber.
Yes,
and,
you have a great evening, too.
Sorry about all the technical difficulties we had, everybody. But we managed to get a pretty good show out anyway. I'm sure it'll be much better next week. And I'm going to unmute you all and give you all a chance to say good night. From Net at Night. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Happy New Year.
Don't know why I can't sleep. 3 a.m., 43 degrees. On watching tech TV, another blue screen of death. I got your email address from the hyperlink on your MySpace. Asked for a Gmail invite, and you replied the next day. How are you? How's it going? Everybody says hello. Call for help, yeah, we miss you. You're so popular, you know. Everybody wants to be with Amber. Everybody wants to be like her. Everybody surfing into